Let's go back to that independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. It's opened today, just over a year after it was announced by the Home Secretary, Theresa May. The Honourable Lowell Goddard is the third chair to be appointed. And in the last hour, she's been laying out how the format of the inquiry will unfold. Well, Tom Symonds is outside the building in central London where the inquiry is getting underway. What's she said so far, Tom?
Well, Joanna, there's been a lot of disquiet among people following this inquiry that not much has been said about how it will do its work. Well, today they've got chapter and verse from the woman running the inquiry, Justice Lowell Goddard, a New Zealand judge who's given up 5 years of her life at least to come over here and chair this inquiry. So what did she say? Well, she said that the inquiry would confront those responsible, uncover systematic failures, support victims. And she said the task ahead of her was daunting. The abuse, she said, had left permanent scars on individuals and on society as a whole. Now, she cited one piece of research that suggested that 1 in 20 children had been abused. And she said a significant number of those children say that they reported their abuse over the last 5 or 6 decades to institutions and had been let down by institutions who were there to protect them. She said this, and it was quite a big statement: we must travel from the corridors of power in Westminster to schools, hospitals, police, courts, media, armed forces and charities to get to the truth. She said that she had the tools, she would not hesitate to use them, and this, no one, no matter how apparently powerful, will be allowed to obstruct our investigations, and no one, she said, will have immunity. Now, the problem for the inquiry is that it's so big. And she's been setting out in the last few minutes exactly how the work will be broken down, starting with the first theme, which will be allegations of abuse by prominent people in public life, people like politicians and celebrities. That will obviously be some of the most sensitive work that this inquiry does. And she also says that they will not be able to look at every single case in investigatory detail, so they'll pick out cases. And if they find evidence potentially of criminality, that, Joanna, will be passed to the police.
Thank you, Tom.